From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the man so hot President Obama wants to cap and trade me. Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. We have a great show for you today. Later on, we'll be talking to Starley Kine, the host of the fantastic new podcast, Mystery Show. But first, we want to say a word about our colleague and, yes, competitor in the news mockery business, Mr. Jon Stewart. We started at about the same time, and our friendly rivalry lasted until he finally gave up this week. It was a good try, John, but we outlasted you, so we are the victors. Thanks to the well-known rule of comedy, last Jew standing. So why not give us a call? Because as of right now, we're all you got. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Samantha Allen in Temple, Texas.
Temple, Texas. Now, what do you do there in Temple, Texas?
I am in my fourth and final year of medical school.
Hey, that's exciting. Are you excited to get out of medical school and be a doctor and pretend you knew everything?
I am so excited.
Really? Do they actually teach you how to treat people as if you are God and they are mere mortals?
You know, I really haven't acquired that skill yet.
All right. Samantha, let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's star of the comedy special, I'm Not a Terrorist, But I've Played One on TV. It premieres on Showtime on August 21st. It's Maz Jobrani.
Hi. Hi, Doc.
Hi, Maz.
Next, it is a features reporter for the Washington Post, Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Samantha.
Hi, Roxanne.
Finally, it is a comedian who will be performing at Caroline's on Broadway in New York on August 13th to 16th. Good gig. Alonzo Bowden is here.
Hello, Samantha.
Hi, Alonzo.
So, Samantha, welcome to our show. You're going to play Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will, of course, win our prize, the voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle, on your home voicemail. Are you ready to go?
I have been waiting my whole life for this.
It's a meeting with destiny, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Samantha, here is your first quote.
Our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.
That was Donald Trump telling it like it is at what big event on Thursday night?
Would that be the debate?
Yes, it would be the GOP debate. Very good. First Republican debate. It's Thursday night. Donald Trump defied the odds again by not totally blowing up. He won the debate on time of possession and on Twitter mentions. Now, it's important. You got to control the ball. At this point, it's time to face facts. It's like that rash, people. It's not just going to go away on its own.
You know, Donald claims he's not a politician, but he just won a debate by talking the most and saying the least.
I have a feeling that Donald Trump gets up every morning early so he can stand and point at the east and say, "Rise."
Well,
and he goes, "Look, there I am. Is that the classiest sun you've ever seen? It's huge."
Don't you think that a great deal of his appeal is the fact that he's so unbelievably confident that people, you know, they want to believe him? They want to believe
him.
Do
you find that? I mean, I'm told, people admire confidence outside of, you know, context. Do you believe that to be true?
I think, honestly, the genius of it, and you won't hear me use the word genius and Donald Trump in the same sentence often, but the genius of it is if you just make it up,
yeah,
no one can argue with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's no basis to go on. So, for instance, if I just say, you know, no one mentioned economy until I did. You can't argue with it because you're like, wow, you're crazy.
It was so weird, though, this first big Fox News debate. It was so weird seeing those 10 men arrayed on the stage with Megyn Kelly in front of them. It looked like the worst season ever of The Bachelorette. But I have to say, for all the pomp in the main event, I love the kids' table debate beforehand. It was the candidates who didn't get into the main event. They got this. I didn't realize they would do this. They got to stand at the podiums for the real debate with no one in the auditorium, no one in the whole arena. They just stood there. It wasn't a debate. It was like a sound check.
It's like the technical awards at the Oscars.
It is like
No, it's not even that, because if you have a technical Oscar, at least you are the best sound mixer. Like, you really do have a statue.
Yeah.
These guys
got nothing.
This is a participation trophy in kids' soccer.
All right, very good, Samantha. Here is your next quote.
I'm riding with Biden.
That was the official slogan for a group attempting to get Vice President Joe Biden to do what?
Run for president.
Yes, indeed. Joe Biden, or as he's known to Democratic voters, Vice President anyone but Hillary, is rumored to be considering a presidential run. And as a patriotic American who would like to stay awake for the next 18 months, I say, please run, Joe. The country needs you. If the Democratic Party were an actual party, right now it would be super boring, with everybody standing around, not saying anything, waiting for someone to cool to show up. The man we were waiting for is Joe Biden, and he is bringing a keg.
How old is he?
He is 72, I believe.
There should be an age limit.
You think?
I think so. I mean, nothing. I love old people.
Thank you.
I'm going there myself. I mean, I'm getting older, but I just think that at a certain age, you should have a cap. I mean, we have a minimum, right?
Yeah, 35,
right? 35. Well, let's put a maximum, 70. No. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, you say that now. Wait till you're 72.
No, I don't want to be running the government country when I'm 72. Like, there's other things that you could do at 72.
Not many.
It's not that everybody really loves Joe Biden and thinks he'd be a great president. It's just they want something interesting to happen on their side of the election process. Because right now, Hillary is just stolidly walking toward the nomination. Democrats are jealous of Republicans. They want somebody who'll say anything at any time. They want their own Trump.
Well, I think Joe was going to run, and he emailed Hillary about it, and she lost the email.
Yeah, so... Let me know if that's okay, Hillary. I'll wait to hear from you. Also, I think there is a little bit of desire for an alternative to Hillary, because he's the anti-Hillary. She's sort of calculating and cold, and he's all smiles and instinct, whatever comes out of his mouth. It's like Biden would be a dog running against a cat. When Hillary sees you, if she doesn't ignore you, you know, she's sizing you up. What can you do for her? Meanwhile, Biden is already humping your leg. Down, Biden, down.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you got Biden to hump her leg at the debates, that I
would
watch.
See what I mean? You're with me now.
I'm with you. Forget the eight. Yeah, I'm in.
Everybody would remember where they were the day Joe Biden started humping Hillary's leg.
It'd be awesome.
All right, Samantha, here is your last quote.
My trip must come to an end for now, but my love for humans will never fade.
That was a tweet from a what? Whose attempt to hitchhike across the country was thwarted this week.
Aw, that was the robot, the Hitchbot.
Yes, the robot Hitchbot. Very good, Samantha. After hitching rides all the way across Europe and Canada without incident, Hitchbot started on the East Coast, was headed for the West Coast, but didn't make it out of Philadelphia before it was beaten to death. Everybody is upset by this. They're like, oh, wow, see what America does. But people... We stopped it. That's what we Americans do. Last time a weird little guy marched across Europe, we stopped him too, right? You can thank us later, France. We got him. We got him for you.
That's so mean.
It's interesting that as we develop autonomous cars, a hitchhiking robot gets beaten to death.
Yeah.
I think Detroit might have been behind this.
No. If only been picked up by a robot car, it would have been fine. Bill, how did Samantha do in our quiz?
She's going to be a great doctor. She got them all right.
Well done, Samantha. Congratulations.
Thank you.